Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes me can do what I do and even greater works," John 14, verse 12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian believers' basics of baptism. Why should one be baptized? Baptism was not new for the Jews. The Pharisees washed themselves up to 8 times a day to purify themselves from contact with the world. This meant that they were unclean by virtue of touching others and had to clean their bodies externally. What name is used in baptism? Acts 10 verse 48, we see, "And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they asked him to stay for a few days." In Acts 19:5, the same thing, "When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Baptism has got four different symbolisms. The first one, number one, a baptism of repentance. Matthew 3:6, "People came to John the Baptist and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins." In verse 11, he said, "I baptize you with water for repentance." Here we have a totally different baptism, symbolic of an internal washing of one's sins, not an external washing which the Jews were used to. Number two, a baptism of death. Paul states in Romans 6 verse 4, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." This implies dying to our old self. Number three, baptism of salvation. Jesus said in Mark 16 verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." He goes on to say, "He who does not believe will be condemned." Baptism in and underwater, as done by the disciples, was a public declaration of their faith in Jesus. In Ephesians 4 verse 5, Paul makes a statement regarding the universal Church of God, that there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. What he was saying, that there is only a baptism to be done once, and that of repentance. Number 4, baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Acts 11 verse 16, "Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" In Acts 18 verse 25, we see Apollos had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew the baptism of John, that is, a water baptism. This shows that Apollos had not yet been baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Greek concordance states that this baptism is an immersion by water from above, as even a heavenly shower. We shall see this is the definition of being baptized in the Spirit or born again in the next series. So then, how is one baptized in the Holy Spirit? Acts 8 verse 17, "When John and Peter laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit." In Acts 8 verse 18, we see a sorcerer called Simon. "And Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. He offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit.'" And of course, we know that Peter told him to get lost. Acts 9 verse 17, "Ananias, when he went on his way and entered Paul's house, he laid hands on Saul and said to him, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.'" And I think we are grateful for that. We only know this disciple once, but yet Paul wrote most of the New Testament because of that very event. Acts 19 verse 6, "When Paul came across believers in Ephesus who had only been baptized with water, he laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." In summary there, we have one, new converts were all baptized into the name of Jesus. They were also calling on his name, confessing their sins. Number two, the result of this is that we are forgiven our sins. We are saved. We align ourselves with the death of Christ. Number three, there is another baptism needed to complete the process, namely that of the Holy Spirit. Number four, laying on of hands is vital for the transference of the Holy Spirit in almost all cases, only if the baptizer is one who himself has the baptism of the Holy Spirit. 5. This could well take place simultaneously with a water baptism if the above conditions is met. 6. The result is that we should all walk in newness of life, having been given the right to become children of God, through new birth or a regenerated spirit as in born again, from above, fully immersed in living water from above. This total immersion is from the top of our head down, and not as in water baptism from our feet upwards. Number 7. This is a true born-again experience, fully immersed in living water flowing down upon us and baptizing us in the Holy Spirit. not the typical born-again emotion experience which does not last. Sadly, many in the church are unable to discern the difference. Number 8. We will look at more closely at what it means to be born again in another module. I pray this will give you deep insight into the things of God. Scriptural water baptism has always been contentious due to lack of ignorance, lack of knowledge and understanding of the workings of the Holy Spirit. This is due to ministers and pastors who themselves have never experienced this baptism, and as a result, the flock are left in confusion and division. In closing, next time we will be discussing faith. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As a disciple and disciple maker, Arthur Dilley signing off. Until next time, DV, and God bless.